This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 45. And on this episode, I am talking about seven strategies I'm bringing into 2017 to take Heart, Soul, and Hustle to the next level. So get ready, because it's a new year and it's time to go big. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to the first episode of 2017. Now, I hope you don't mind, but I am going to be a little cliche with this episode, and I want to talk to you about seven strategies I'm bringing into 2017. And some of these are going to be strategies that have worked exceptionally well for my business. Some of them are going to be things we've just started implementing, and some of them are going to be things that I've just gotten a taste of how beneficial these can be to my business. And I just want to walk through these seven at a very high level and give you some insight as to what I'm doing with my company to kind of move us to the next level. So my hope for you is not that you listen to this episode and feel like you need to implement all seven of these things tomorrow. My hope is that I'm giving you a little behind the scenes peek at my company and what Heart, Soul, and Hustle is doing to take it to the next level in 2017. Now, with all that being said, before we dive into this episode, I've got this awesome freebie waiting for you over at the show notes. So if you head over to the show notes, which I'll give you the link at the end, I've got this awesome mini course waiting for you on how to create your first high converting Facebook ad. So if you've struggled with ads or you've never set an ad up before, I created this awesome free 5-day course to kick off 2017. So you can go to heartsoulhustle.com/FB course. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/FB course. Sign up. I'll send you a login and a password and you can snag your spot inside that free 5-day training. It's got videos, worksheets, all kinds of good stuff. And again, if you didn't catch that link, don't worry, it'll be on the show notes at the end. So with all of that stuff out of the way, let's dive in to the seven strategies that I'm bringing into 2017 to scale my business to the next level. The first is going to be really targeted retargeting Facebook ad campaigns. Now, I saw a taste of this with a couple of different ads people that I worked with. I've seen this in my own experience work really, really well. And when I say really targeted retargeting ads, what I mean is we've gotten to the point where we have not just one retargeting ad when we do a promotion. Now, just to kind of step back in case you don't know what a retargeting ad is, if you visit our sales page for any of our products during the launch, we will run an ad specifically to people that visited that page. It's just like when you see something on Amazon or you visit a car company and then it follows you around the internet. We're doing the exact same thing. But we found that rather than just retargeting our product, we're able to get really, really amazing results across the board. And what I mean by that is we're able to get people to engage with our blog posts. We're able to get people to engage with our actual webinars. We use campaigns to remind people they signed up for our webinars. We're able to get people to engage with free content in the middle of launches. So during one of our launches, we tested out driving traffic to a blog post that kind of reinforced the value inside of our paid training. So in 2017, one of the major things that we're going to be doing and looking at is where can we get some really good retargeting? And places that we're already planning to use this are improving the podcast audience this year. We're also going to be driving more traffic to our blog posts. I've already got plans to create really high level blog posts, and we're going to be driving more traffic to them. We're also going to be retargeting some of the people who view our videos and our live streams. So the first big thing that's coming into 2017 that if you're not already using, you should be, is retargeting people depending on what they do with your brand. So if somebody engages with your sales page, your free content, your paid content, they listen to a podcast, I would recommend that you come up with a plan to engage those people in the long term. So that's the first thing. To sum it up really simply, retargeting ads, they won in 2016 and they're going to continue to win into 2017. Now, the second thing that we're doing, and I want to preface number two with, this is a little more advanced. And that is logic-based launches, segmenting, and surveys. Now, if you've been following Heart, Soul, and Hustle for any period of time, you've kind of seen me do this a little bit. So I talked about this in one of the past episodes, the episode where I walked you through the recap of our launch and some of the stuff that worked really well. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. But what we did was we allow people within our launches, within our funnels, sometimes even within our Facebook group, to tell us what they want to see. So if you've ever signed up for one of our launches and the first email says, hey, tell us a little more about yourself, click which of the following best applies to you. And we do stuff like, you know, I want to build my list. I want to make more money. I want to take my business to the next level. We allow our audience to choose how they want to receive content. And I think that in 2017, this is going to continue to be something that the experts in the various industries are going to be doing more of. So in the past, we just set up 5 emails that went to everybody in our launch, no matter what happened. Now what we do is we say, hey, on day one of our launch, tell us why you signed up for this launch, give us a little bit more insight as to what you want to get out of this launch, and then all we do is create specific content for specific answers. So to give this a really tangible explanation, during our last launch, everybody who told us on the first day they were signing up for our free challenge to learn more about how to build their list, we made sure that they got a case study about list building, they got a bonus offer about list building, and when we sent out our webinar replay, we made sure to reference where list building was most prevalent in that training. So it's not that we have 10 different launches going on. It's that we give people the opportunity to tell us what information they want. And then at various points throughout the year or throughout the launch, we'll simply send relevant content to them. So it's basically, we know we have multiple people in our audience, right? Multiple customer avatars. We have the person who wants to build their list, the person who wants to scale their business, the person who wants paid ads. And throughout 2017, we're going to find ways to really hone in and make sure that even if they all sign up for the same freebie, they're getting content specifically designed to help them with what they want. So number 2, segmenting our audience, finding out what people want, and creating really customized or perceived customized experiences. Now, number 3, something that we're bringing into 2017 that gets me really jazzed up is we're bringing back organic promotion. And when I say we're bringing it back, what I mean is that when we looked back at 2016, one of the things that I said that we were really weak on was just really consistent organic promotion. A lot of our really big successes, whether they be launches or something else, came from a big push of Facebook ads or a big push of a podcast interview. But it didn't come from us consistently putting out good content. Now, that's not to say that we didn't create good content. It's to say that I wasn't putting the good content I created out in the world consistently and frequently enough. So there's this old saying in content marketing, which is 10% or 20% of the time should go into creating the content and 80 to 90% of the time should go into promoting it. So what we're going to be doing in 2017 is bringing people on to help me create more social media content. And I was really excited to talk about this on the show because this is something that felt a little weird for me. And honestly, it's even a little scary to kind of share with you guys. But I think it's important to be really transparent about what I'm doing and what we're doing. So I'm looking to bring in a social media person. We've already done some interviews at the time that I'm recording this and have people go through the content that I've created and pull out little tidbits to put on social media. So for example, we're going to have somebody go through this podcast and say, here are, you know, 5 things you said that really stood out that we've condensed down into tweets. And here are 3 really good things you commented on that would make fantastic Facebook posts that you should link back to this content. And we're going to use something like Meet Edgar. I love Meet Edgar. You can check out my interview with Laura Roeder. We'll link that up in the show notes as well, of Meet Edgar, who talks about the power of consistently promoting your own content, but we're going to have somebody take my words and just make them social media friendly. And I was really scared to do that because, well, I mean, it's not me, right? It's somebody else writing that tweet. But what we're doing, and we'll talk about this as another thing we're doing in 2017, but we're really getting clear on how I can create amazing content and allow other people to pull out the social media. Because the reality is my audience wants that content. They want more from me and they want to be seeing more from me. And so if the original content comes from me, there's really nothing wrong with letting someone else make it social media friendly. And that's something that's really going to help us take it to the next level in 2017. Now, that brings us to number four, which is I'm outsourcing my weaknesses more and I'm leaning into understanding that I am more of the visionary in my company. Now, this is something that you saw me dabble with a little bit in 2016 if you've been following me, but during our last big launch, I outsourced a lot of stuff. And during my last affiliate launch, I outsourced some copywriting review. What I'm learning, and something I wish I would have learned way earlier, is that outsourcing my weaknesses gives me the freedom to focus on my strengths and be more of the visionary in my company. There's a fantastic book that I'm reading called Rocket Fuel that talks about the difference between somebody who's a visionary and somebody who's an integrator. And I won't go too far down the rabbit hole. We'll put a link to that book in the show notes. Sorry, there's going to be a ton of links in this one, but I'm not that sorry because it just means more good content. But really what that means is I am not the person who really does well with the day-to-day, who manages an inbox well, who can say, here's where we are on the timeline. And so what that means is that in 2017, I'm going to step back and focus more on the stuff that I'm good at, creating really great blog posts, writing really amazing content, outlining good courses that create results, engaging in my community. In fact, my theme for 2017 is to create. I want to create more. That's what I love to do. That's what first drew me to this line of work, is that I get to create content, create results, create engagement, create a community. The stuff that I don't like is the logistics of creation. I don't like putting my content into a membership site. I don't love responding to customer service emails. I like to see those. I like to know it's getting done. And so in 2017, I'm going to focus on outsourcing my weaknesses more. And one of my big weaknesses is social media. And so it brings us back to what I was just saying, which is I'm going to outsource some of my social media. I'm not outsourcing my content. I'm not outsourcing my words. I'm not outsourcing my kind of visionariness, if you will, the stuff that I see, but rather I'm leaning into my strengths, creating that content, packaging it up in really beautiful ways, and then putting somebody else in front of the actual production. So the best way I can explain this with the little analogy is kind of like, imagine the people you see on Shark Tank who have a little widget of whatever kind, the TV show Shark Tank. So I hope you're following me. You know, they go in, they say, here's our widget. That's the person I want to be more of next year. I want to be more of the, here's a widget, here's a blog post, here's a course, here's a freebie, here's content. And I want to put somebody else in charge of the production of that. So take my words, edit them, and put them on our blog and make them look nice. I don't want to do the editing or the putting on the blog anymore. I want to really lean into where my strengths are and put everything else to somebody else. So one big strategy that we're carrying into 2017 is systematizing and outsourcing that content. Really saying what needs to be done by when so that I can manage the content and someone else can manage the timelines, which perfectly segues into number five of number seven. We are just blowing through these. And don't worry, I'm going to recap in a moment here, but you'll see that a lot of these are really interconnected. So the fifth thing that I'm doing is we're planning out our content and our launches much more in depth. So at the time that I'm recording this, it's actually January already, but I've already planned out my content through March. Now, it's a little fluid. It might change, but we know what topics we want to talk about on the podcast and what dates we want to release. We know what topics I want to blog about and when we want to release those. We're even creating timelines around, when does that need to go out? Who is making the images? How long are those images going to take? So something that I did in 2016, this was even a subject line in one of our emails, was I launched like a cowboy on crack. It was, I have this idea, let's do it, let's run with it. And I ended up really scattered. And at one of my masterminds in 2016, my mentor kind of sat me down and said, you understand that if you're always consistently doing these miniature one-off projects and running in a million directions, you can never have a really successful launch. You can never have a really successful promotion if you're always running around starting fires that you have to put out. It's better to focus on one kind of fire, if you will, stoke that fire, control it, and build something that matters. And we kind of put that theory to the test with the biggest launch we've ever done at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. I launched in November the five-figure challenge program. It ended up being our first ever six-figure launch, and we had all kinds of adversity. We had tech issues. We did it during the election, which was a big no-no. We had affiliate tracking issues. And yet, with all of those issues, it still was our most successful launch ever. And so I stepped back and I said, the big key differences, what were they? And the one that really, really stood out to me was that I had planned this launch for months. And I mean months, with what content was going where. And we moved emails and we brought in a copywriter and we outsourced. And I had people doing our copy and I had people helping us with creating the sales pages and optimizing them for mobile and putting our content into Entreport. So I said, with this really strong outsourcing and really strong planning, why can't we bring that together to create really consistent content and launch planning? And so in 2017, we're actually using a content calendar. My team and I, we're going to be meeting soon and really figuring out who does what and potentially bringing in new team members to manage, whether it be the images or the timeline management or even the content creation schedule, right? We're even talking about having somebody come in to kind of crack the whip and say, Zach, you said you were going to have this by today. We need to get it done by the end of the day. So I'm planning everything out in advance so that I always have a macro scale view of my business, because as kind of more of the high level role person in my business, the owner of my business, the person who creates the content and creates the schedules, I tend to operate from that 20,000 foot view. I think a lot of creative types, if you're listening to this and you're more of a creative, somebody who's kind of got your head in the clouds, you lose your wallet or you do lose your wallet on a constant basis. That's me. I'm never in the weeds or the details. I'm always such a big picture person, and yet I had never created a big picture plan. And so big picture planning along with micro scale planning is going to be something really prevalent for us in 2017. And I think it's going to be one of kind of the secret weapons, if you will, that's going to help us take Heart, Soul, and Hustle to the next level. So just to step back and recap, because I think a lot of these things are really connected, not all of them, but some of them. So the first couple were really specific retargeting Facebook ads. I think that retargeting ads and specific retargeting of people based on their behavior is going to be huge in 2017. And you can start really simply with just retargeting people who visit your sales page and get more advanced by retargeting people who visit specific blog posts, who take certain actions, who engage in certain ways, which brings us to number two, which is surveying our audience and giving them content related to their answers, and even giving people really simple ways to get customized content. So if somebody joins my email list for list building, they might get a little bit different content than somebody who joins for Facebook ads. I want to make sure that we're really customizing the customer experience so that our customers are getting what they want, and we're creating an automated but customized experience for them. Then that brings us into the next three, which are all really strongly interconnected as a strategy we're bringing into 2017, which is improving our organic promotion and kind of letting go of the control of knowing that there are people out there who can take my own words, my own ideas, my own content, and make it social media friendly. And there's nothing wrong with that. I am going to start outsourcing my weaknesses more, which was number four. I'm going to really allow some of this stuff that I'm not so great at to be handled by other people, even if it's stuff that I feel a little nervous about. And that social media is the perfect example. Like I said, even sharing on this show that we're going to have somebody else writing tweets based on my words is a little scary, because that's not me anymore. I'm letting go of control, but it's going to be a huge thing that I have to do in 2017. And then number five, planning our launches and our content further in advance. Right now, we're planning out about 90 days in advance. We're looking to plan quarter by quarter, but that's going to be really huge. And I shared with you that story of how we had our biggest launch ever, how we're getting massive reach on our promotional content. And it's really time for us, because we've created all this content. And really over the past year, if I'm honest with myself, I spent about 60 to 70% of the time creating and only about 30% of the time promoting. And now I need to outsource my weaknesses so that I can spend 10 to 20% of my time creating, get the same amount of content created, if not more, and then allow my team and myself to spend 80% of our time consistently promoting that. And again, that's going to come down to improving our organic promotion, outsourcing the weaknesses and having this content planned. So those last three kind of come together to create this consistent blitz of continual content delivery to my audience so that they're always getting new, fresh content and our organic and paid reach is always increasing. So now, for the last two, these ones are more experiential, and I'm really, really excited to talk about these because on the show, I talk about, you know, strategies and here's how to do a survey and here's how to run Facebook ads. And I talk about that kind of stuff all the time because it lights me up. It gets me excited. If you haven't picked up on how friggin' excited I am in this episode, you might want to rewind it because seriously, I'm excited, right? But these last two are a little bit different. And number six of the strategies that are coming into 2017 is masterminding and investing in my business and investing in the growth of my experiences. What that means is, number one, I re-upped with my existing mastermind. So I'm in a mastermind run by James Wedmore. It's one of the best investments I ever made in my business. And at the end of this year, I cut him a multiple five-figure check because I know the value of being in a mastermind. I'm also planning some getaways. I'm going to a mastermind in Mexico. I'm thinking about going to a live event in March. I'm speaking at a live event in March. I'm doing all of this to kind of continue to grow myself. And one of the biggest things that I kind of thought about while I was reflecting back on 2016 was I really enjoyed growing and investing in myself. And it sounds almost funny to say, but I really need to continue that into 2017. And so I stuck with James Wedmore's mastermind because he's expanding it and bringing in new people. And the caliber of people has only continued to improve. The caliber of people that were already in it, obviously we all improved over the past year. So I'm going to continue to invest in myself. And I would highly recommend that in 2017, if you haven't, that you take the time to say, how am I going to invest time or money into myself? And I say this all the time on the show. I say this all the time when I share stuff. When you want to grow your business, you have to invest. And that can come in the form of time or money if you're just getting started. So I'm already saying, how can I invest my time too? I'm not buying a million courses, but there are courses that I'm looking at. I'm looking at a few digital courses that we'll be buying over the year that myself or my team might be going through. We're looking at events that I can go to. I'm looking at things like planners. There's this really awesome planner that I found that I'm totally going to plug here. I'm not an affiliate or anything, but it's the Ink and Volt 2017 planner. I just started using it, but I'm already in love with it. So I'm stepping back this year, and within the first couple of months, we're going to get really clear on, aside from the mastermind, aside from the events we have, what am I going to do to continue to invest in myself and my team to continue to grow the company as a whole? And what can I do to start thinking about Heart Soul Hustle is not just Zach, but more of a company and a movement that we're trying to create. So number six is masterminding and investing in myself. And the big takeaway from that is step back in your own business and say, where can I invest more time and effort or money into myself to continue to grow? And that can be books, digital courses, events, masterminds. But seriously, you have to grow yourself in 2017. I think that there's a ton of shifts out there that a lot of us are seeing where more people are becoming mindful, and that mindfulness and that self-investment is only going to continue to expand, especially, I think, if I can be so shameless as to say, as my generation continues to kind of expand into the workplace. The statistics about millennials are crazy. How many of us have a side hustle? How many of us value knowledge over possession or experience over possession? And I think that it's a trend that we're seeing continue and kind of become pervasive in the general population even. So, you know, perfect example, we saw the life-changing magic of Tidying Up was like a New York Times bestseller this year. And while that book is about cleaning your house, it's really about getting your life in order and getting clear on what brings you joy and what makes you happy. So I don't think that that's going anywhere. And it's something that I am personally going to continue to lean into in 2017. Now, the last one I'm really excited about because it's traveling and playing as a form of work. There's this really awesome episode of the Mind Your Business podcast, which is from James Wedmore, my mentor, that we'll link up in the show notes called Work is the New Play. And I highly recommend that you listen to it, but I'll share a little story with you. If you're just stumbling upon my podcast now, or you're newer, you might not know that at the end of 2016, I went to Disney World for a week. And I went because Disney World is the happiest place on earth. It makes me happy. I love it there. And I went to Disney World, and I actually did an affiliate launch from Disney World. I came in second place as the second top affiliate. I did pretty well with that. You can check out the podcast we did. We'll link that up too. Seriously, with these recap shows, there's just going to be a million links. We'll link to that in the show notes as well. But I went to Disney World for a week, and I gave myself permission to just work a teeny tiny bit. I mean, 20 to 30 minutes a day. I would wake up, check in with my students, make sure my email for that was about to send, and I did one webinar while I was there. But I left Disney as one of the top affiliates in the promo and feeling refreshed. And this was the first time in my life I left a launch and was ready to do more. And I created this blog post that I'll also link up in the show notes called The Ultimate Guide to Running a Six-Figure Digital Course Business, where I literally walk from zero to six figures and what I would do every step of the way, even if you have a limited budget to start. And I've been getting texts and emails and notes and shares about what an awesome post that was. And I'm not telling you all that to be like, what an awesome post, but I mean, it is. You should check it out. But I tell you that because this was the first time really in the conceivable history that I remember of Heart, Soul, and Hustle that I did something really big, like pushing all the content for an affiliate launch with James out into the world. And I turned around and I was still excited about creating. I usually leave a launch so tired and like I need at least a day or two to recover. But I left this launch refreshed. And so I want to travel more and I want to pamper myself more this year. And something that I've heard a lot over the past year that I didn't really take to heart, but I think is going to be huge in 2017, especially for me, and I hope for my audience, and I hope with what I share, is taking care of myself more and realizing that it's not selfish to do the things that make me feel revived, whether that's a massage or a trip to Disney World or a random vacation, that I work so hard and I create results for people to enable this life, right? One of the things that I kind of pride myself on is creating really good content that works. We don't sell crap. We sell courses that get results. We have a relatively low refund rate. We're constantly getting feedback. We're doing the five-figure challenge program, and now people are going through their challenges, and we're getting like new testimonials every week for the past 3 or 4 weeks now. That's what I do, and that's the kind of work I want to create. And so I have to be willing to say on the other side of the coin that I have to kind of treat myself or take care of myself to create that atmosphere, right? So it's kind of like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? But I know that when I feel good, I create this really amazing content that people rave about. And when I feel good, that's light and it's not stressful. And so I'm going to be traveling more in 2017 for myself and spending more time when I go places and playing more and getting more massages and going to Disney World again. I'm thinking about doing Disney World again in 2017. And so highly recommend that episode of the Mind Your Business podcast, Play is the New Work. Again, we'll link that up in the show notes, but like that's going to be huge for me, is playing more and having more fun and getting the people in my business so that it can be light and it can be fun and everything feels good. Because I can honestly say that when someone has a five-figure challenge, literally right before recording this, I got tagged by somebody who had done a five-figure challenge over $10,000 in sales. That lights me up. That makes me excited. And so I want to get excited and I want to be lit up and I want to help people create those results. I have to take care of myself and I'm definitely going to be doing that. So I just want to recap. This is one of the longer episodes that I've done in the past few months, but I think this is good. So these are the seven strategies that I'm bringing into 2017 to continue to scale Heart, Soul, and Hustle. Number one, targeted retargeting with Facebook ads. Number two, logic-based launching and segmenting, asking our audience what they want so that we can deliver relevant content. Number three, creating organic promotion and knowing that it's okay to bring somebody else to take my words and make them Facebook, Twitter, whatever friendly. Number four, outsourcing my weaknesses and releasing that control a little more. Number five, planning out our launches and our content in advance. Even if we fall off course, even if the structure is loose, even if we are struggling to get that plan to work, we're going to start planning, because having a high level plan means that I know what to do, when to do, how to do it, and I can kind of pull my head down from the clouds a little bit and be on track, along with bringing someone in to help me be on track before the end of the year. Then number six, masterminding and investing in my business, taking the time to get in front of the right people, get inside the right courses, be at the right events, find the right groups of people to interact with, to continue to elevate myself as well as my business and my brand. And then number seven, more travel, more play, because seriously, I didn't bust my butt. I didn't leave my master's program. I didn't start a really successful business to be locked in. I started a really successful business because I wanted to get out there. And I was fortunate enough this year to kind of catch myself in the trap of working too much before it got extreme. And now that I work a reasonable amount and I have plans and a great team around me, I'm only going to continue to do that. So again, I hope you got a ton of value out of this episode. My goal with this episode was to really just kind of give you a behind the scenes look at what we're doing, because you know that at Heart, Soul, and Hustle, I really value transparency and I really value giving you guys the inside scoop of what we're doing. So again, I mentioned a ton of resources here. If you want to get the show notes, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/45. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/45. You can grab the notes. We've got show notes for you there, links to all of the past episodes and some of the external content that I referenced. And I want to leave you with this. We are headed into 2017, and I hope that this is a breakthrough year for you. I know that 2016 was a breakthrough year for me, and I would encourage you after this episode to just step back for a second and ask yourself, what strategies am I bringing into 2017? What do I really want to focus on? Because notice, we've really got these core strategies, and only about three of them are like really integral to our business. Some of the other stuff is just little pieces we're adding on, but we're not adding a ton to my business. Scaling your business isn't about putting so much work on your plate that you are swamped. It's about getting really clear on what's working, what's not, and how are you going to scale moving forward. So I'd encourage you, after you listen to this, sit back, write some notes, think about what you're going to do to make 2017 your best year in business ever. And I will be back next week with another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.